So here we...
That's it? We're ready to go? Right.
Here we are, John.
Here we are.
September of 2009.
Yep.
www.alternativecinema.com podcast.
www.
Who would have guessed it, huh?
You not are, me.
You and I on our own radio-type show, something.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. That's my stomach after eating Mr. Lee.
Oh, no.
I'm a little gaseous.
Fucking listen to that. So how you doing, John?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Yeah, it's good. September. And, you know what that means, right?
Back to school.
Oh, Jesus, yes. And that's the first thing. I made a little cheat sheet here. A little cheat sheet.
Yeah.
A little podcast.
Cheat sheet. There's a little lag here.
Did you look up? Well, so it's the Wilhelm scream.
I'm supposed to look that up now.
It's supposed to, tell people what it is.
How come it's the Wilhelm?
Look, I don't know. Maybe the guy who screamed is named Wilhelm.
Oh. Possibly, or maybe it was in the first movie. Wikipedia, right?
Sure.
Oh, here's a whole compilation of the video. The Wilhelm scream. Oh, man.
What does that mean?
What? That means that's the treatment we're undergoing here. The Wilhelm scream is a frequently used film and television stock sound effect, first used in 1951 for the film Distant Drums. The effect gained new popularity. It's often becoming an in-joke. After it was used in Star Wars and many other blockbuster films, as well as television programs and video games.
TJ Hooker?
Says, and it's claimed to have been used in over... claimed to be used in over 140 films. And there you have it.
So now we're going to use it every week.
Yeah. Going to use it every minute.
That with Roger the Hat.
Oh, that guy is insane. His laugh is insane.
So back to school, John. Listen, I want to tell you that even at my middle age,
you get
just
anxious
the thought
in September
of back to school makes me sickly. Do you know why?
Why?
Violent nuns.
Oh. Did you really? You had an experience with nuns?
I went to Catholic school.
Really?
Catholic grammar school and Catholic high school. And I was kind of M.O.R., middle of the road.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't a kid that got in trouble, and I wasn't a kid that was, overly smart.
The
I was
A student.
Like, yeah. I kind of rode down the middle, and when you're down the middle, you're kind of invisible. As a matter of fact...
Did you get beat up?
I did not get beat up.
No. But the
M.O.R.
Nuns. But the nuns.
Okay. The nuns, they had some kind of internal rage issues. They would... I witnessed some occurrences.
Really? Like beatings?
Two kids got their heads...
clunked together?
Clunked together.
A la the Three Stooges?
Yes.
The fucking head nun? Was it Sister Mo?
You know how teachers would break you out into groups? You'd sit at a table.
Yeah.
And there was two kids. I don't remember who they were, but it was third grade. And nun, I think it was Sister Dolorine, she took these two kids. She took these two kids and banged their heads together.
That's crazy. Did it go boop when it hit?
Go easy on that. You're gonna ruin it.
Oh, sorry. Well, I thought a head.
I gave you a new toy.
A head banging was good.
People like the two coconuts.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And
were they like, oh my god? Were they like in a state of shock, or did they laugh? I would have laughed.
It was a different world, you know.
Did you laugh when you saw that?
No, I didn't laugh. You're horrified.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty scary.
One kid got his head banged up against the chalkboard.
How many times?
They still use chalkboards in school, or is it a big computer screen?
It's a big LCD touchscreen.
What happens in school? Have you been to a school?
No.
No?
I have no idea. But hopefully they're not banging kids' heads together.
So, if you give them a quick short, sharp shock, they don't do it again.
So, violent nuns.
Violent nuns. Nuns and
we're
violence.
Putting out a stripper nun movie.
Oh.
Which I guess for me could be kind of like revenge.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexual about any of these nuns.
No. Ugh. I only went to after school catechism. Is that what they call it?
What was that
on
like?
Tuesdays? It was like going to fucking prison. Just sit there, and the lady tells you a story about God and
she's
Jesus.
A nun?
And, yeah, Sister Victoria, I think.
And was she attractive?
No. No, looked like a man. I wasn't sure. I'm like, Victoria, you don't look like a... You look like a Victor.
The only nun that was attractive, and this is me from a second grade perspective, so, you know, just, like, attractive, like, pleasant to look at.
Mm.
She left and ran away with a priest.
No.
For real.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a pretty good story, right?
Yeah.
This was... Wow. 72, so all the nuns played guitar, just like in the movie Airplane.
Stop.
I swear to God. The new nuns played guitar.
The old nuns were, like, frowning upon it.
The old nuns were just...
The old nuns played banjos. They didn't want to hear this newfangled guitar thing.
Just like you saw Airplane, right?
Yeah.
The nun playing the guitar.
There's got to be a morning
that's a Poseidon Adventure.
Well, what was the song she sang there?
I gotta get something in my office.
All right, I'll entertain the troops.
Okay, I'm just going to let it run.
Okay.
John's going to play all the sound effects. Do you have a promo to play? What promos you got?
I'll
play a trailer.
Oh, okay. We got Don't Answer the Phone. No, that's only 32 seconds. How about, what is this? Don't Answer the Phone, Don't Open the Window. I got Don't Open the Window or Night of the Living Dead Blood something.
Do the Night of the Living Deads.
All right, this is the Night of the Living Dead. You have a minute and 3 seconds to get back.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Would you sign your own death certificate? You must before you witness the electrifying Night of the Living Dead and Blood and Black Lace. You must free the theater from responsibility should your heart stop. Paralyzed in fright from the 12 deadly hours of the Night of the Living Dead, where strange, incredulous molecular mutation incites cadavers to arise live from their coffins to devour all human flesh. And the House of Horror, the House of Blood and Black Lace, a chic French fashion salon where 7 breathtaking models will find their hideous, diabolical end. Night of the Living Dead, together with Blood and Black Lace, a terrifying evening with the undead.
Wow, you made it back.
I did make it back, but
tell fart jokes. You ruined it.
Your promo got ruined.
Why? Oh,
by
the beeper. I know.
What happens is if someone leaves the facility, a buzzer goes off.
So we're talking about the...
That's good.
Why is that?
Because if you're working at your desk and you hear, like, the buzzer, at least you know, like, the FedEx guy's coming or whatever. And it's like, God damn it, who the fuck is that? Jesus Christ, who?
So nobody sneaks up at you while you're watching internet porn.
You know, a lot of people say that. You know, they'll come into my office. They're, oh, do you watch internet porn? And it's like, I don't watch internet porn at work.
Well, at least you admit to watching it. Anybody who does not admit to watching internet porn is a liar.
I will tell you very quickly. I don't watch internet porn at home either now because since I got a new computer at home.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck it up.
I don't. You go to those tube sites and it attaches all sorts of shit on your computer.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad enough that you go on a porn tube site, which I did with my old computer, and you'd see, like, this little ad and says, you know, girls, girls, girls. And then in the town you live in, your town, which tells you or me that it has your IP address.
Yeah, they're tracking you.
They're tracking you. And it's like they're attaching all these evil things to your computer. It's not worth the porn. All right, so that was a promo from the upcoming Shock Festival.
Shock Festival.
Stephen Romano's Shock Festival. Let's see if you could remember what it is. We talked about it a few months ago.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you some hints. So, Stephen Romano.
Stephen Romano.
Stephen Romano.
Stephen Romano.
Stephen Romano, of course. Isn't he the guy that's doing the Shock Festival?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Shock Festival.
Shock Festival. Wow.
Shock Festival.
Shock Festival.
Shock. It's going to come back to you. It's going to be like, bang.
Okay. Still hasn't hit me yet, though.
He had a book called Shock Festival.
Oh, about the trailers?
Now you can know.
Yes. Okay. Excellent book. And we talk about 3 things every time. Shock Festival, Slime City, and your mom. It's all we talk about every podcast. But it's an awesome book, yes. So what's your point?
oh.
You getting paid back from this guy from plugging his book so much?
No, the point is that the Shock Festival is, is becoming a DVD release. So some of the...
Some of the... Do I need to break the scream out?
No, not again.
All right. I'm just, you know, going to be at the ready if you need it.
When the...
The Shock Festival, the DVD.
The book has faux trailers. F-A-U-X.
Fox.
Yes.
Right.
So in Shock Festival, the DVD, filmmakers making trailers of the faux trailers in the book.
Right.
Yeah.
We talked about this with Ruby and Victor because they did one, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they do one?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Shock Festival, the DVD.
So, and then Paige did one.
Yes. A bunch of other people.
Right.
Michael Gingold, Fangoria.
Right, so that's finally coming out.
Shock Festival?
Yeah.
Not this month.
Oh, then what the fuck are we talking about it again for?
Well, because
now we're going to have to talk about it again next month. I'm going to have to act all surprised, like, oh, Shock Festival, what an awesome book.
You're the one that's opening the can of worms.
How am I opening it?
You mentioned, oh, so then, therefore, since you opened the can of worms, I'm just going to say it, John. Slime City.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, you dirty dog.
Slime City guy. Yeah. Slime guy.
Slime guy.
Yeah. Do you know his name? What's his name?
Greg Muffson.
Greg Lamberson.
Right. Didn't I say that?
He just shot Slime City Massacre.
Right.
The sequel.
Right.
To Slime City.
Didn't call me to be in it.
He probably doesn't know you're an actor.
No.
You think people automatically know? I guess you people... I think people like daily basis watch Lord of the G-Strings and see you in your bathrobe and towel on your head. Like, oh my God, it'd be great to have like John in our movie.
See, I'm living a lie. I think people know.
You gotta call people. You gotta get on the Facebook.
No, because then all my old girlfriends will be accosting me.
Oh.
Email. Are these letters for us?
Paige Davis.
Hi, it's roving reporter Paige Davis. Hey, guys.
I do.
I don't know if you can hear her.
I'm sure that your devoted listening audience is very interested in hearing about Slime City and Shock Festival for the 12th time.
Yeah.
But just in case you wanted to talk about some other exciting things
Please.
I'm not sure that anyone knows about... drum roll, please. Do we have anybody who can do sound effects?
We have a scream.
British Film Institute, who is honoring Joe Sarno.
Really?
With a series of screenings in September and October.
No shit.
In London. It's really exciting.
Are you going?
No, I'm serious. It's really,
you should go.
Really exciting and like should go. So here you go.
You should go.
And in fact, here is a recap of the Joseph Sarno World Tour. Most of these events, which were sponsored by Michael Rasso.
Wow.
There you go.
When are you going to sponsor the John Fedeli World Tour?
Thank you.
Paige Davis.
Well, that was Jeff. Jeff, you want to come on?
Yeah, Jeff, what do you got to say?
Jeff's going to have something to say.
Everybody's crashing our podcast today.
Jesus Christ. You know what? It's my fault. Do you know why it's my fault?
Why? Because you're so relaxed.
No, because I didn't shut the beeper off.
So we're talking about the...
And then I said to everybody, whatever you need... Oh, yeah, you can shut it.
My beeper?
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
I said to everyone, we're recording our podcast. We have no guests. So, we're just going to record it. And you guys just go about your business. It's just not going to work. It's just not going to work that way.
Yeah, but this is a good piece of information that was dropped on your lap.
This is a fantastic piece of information that's being dropped in our lap, literally. But it also is telling me another thing.
What?
She's basically saying, Paige Davis, great, that, you guys are doing a podcast. I hear every word you're saying, and you guys are talking. It's like, what is this?
We're talking about the same bullshit every week.
Is this the John Fedeli could take a shit this morning podcast?
You want to talk about that?
Or is this the John Fedeli I have ants in my wall podcast?
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Let me ask you, Mike. Maybe it's a track, man. My house is falling into a whole podcast.
All disastrous. All horrible things
so
that nobody wants to hear about.
It's telling me that I did not do my homework.
No, you didn't.
Let me ask you, Mike. And
bad boy, naughty. Oh,
God, horrible.
Yes.
Alternative cinema. Alternative cinema.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right.
Kill you.
Okay.
We sponsored the official party at the Rumorg Festival of Fear this year.
Yeah.
That's up in Canada.
Huh?
You never went.
Never.
Do you recall maybe from watching the Bite Me disc that in 2004 we went up there and screened the movie?
Yes.
And
Yes, with, what was that girl's, what's her name?
Erica Smith.
Girl. Oh, she's so cute.
And the Misty Monday.
The Misty Monday. Yeah, Brian went up there, right, and documented it.
Yeah, Brian and Rick went up there. Mm-hmm. And
the Misty Monday.
That year, everybody went up there. Me, Jeff, Paige.
Nobody asked me. I didn't go.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So, and then in subsequent years, we went.
Never went once.
But this year, all right, so we were the sponsor of the official, I'm going through all the papers.
What does this get you? Why do I want to know this? What's your point?
Because it's called the Alternative Cinema Podcast.
No, but I mean, you know, what happened there that's so great? You just put up a banner?
I'm just
and
telling
it?
You what's on the paper. Yes, we put up a banner.
Okay.
So,
did you buy drinks or anything?
We now offer free shipping.
Whoa.
In the U.S.
Really?
And reduced shipping in Canada.
Wow.
On alternativecinema.com if you want to buy some stuff. Do you know why?
Why?
Because we do. By the way, Alternative Cinema does get letters. We just don't get the letters.
Oh, well.
So I was getting correspondence.
Oh.
Saying, you know, shipping's a little high. Might have been on that AV Maniacs bulletin board. Can you post new products? Fans come on. They're like, well, you know, I would have bought that, but, you know, shipping's too expensive.
What's the shipping? Like 10 bucks?
Used to cost.
I know him.
What's that? Used to cost.
Used to cost. He was my gardener.
Used to cost.
Used to cost. Get those petunias.
Used to cost $11.
Used to cost.
To ship from Canada.
Holy fuck.
For
that's
US
a lot.
It's a lot, right?
It's almost the same price as the DVD.
I mean, if you're buying the DVD, who wants to pay that?
Not me.
So I think we reduced it to like $5. And in the U.S., we reduced media mail to zero.
Wow.
And on top of that, Alternative Cinema, on the left-hand side, there's a yellow button. Used to cost. Sale. All of your favorites that you didn't buy. Like, Bacterium, Brent Piper.
That's a good
one. Shockorama, Brent Piper.
That was a good one for Misty Monday.
Yeah, that was a good one.
AJ Khan's great, man.
AJ Khan. Everything's all reduced on the website to like ridiculous prices.
Yeah.
Like $6-$7.
Oh, and free shipping. Oh, for fuck's sake, come on.
Yeah, so.
If you don't buy two of those.
Used to cost.
It's pretty cheap.
So I got some news.
Old news!
What's the news, Mike? Old news.
Well, actually, before I get into news and our new releases, I want to talk about a few personal things here on my list. No.
Well, we already talked about the nun issue.
We did. I want to talk about my passion for film.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even get it out. It's passion for film photography. Mike is buying all kinds of plastic shitty cameras from every era. Off
era.
Of eBay. Era. And now in front of me, he has a, what is that? Instamatic.
What's it
called? Polaroid One Step. That's from like the 70s.
Okay, hold on. I want everyone to hear this because this is the last time you'll ever hear this. I'll try to get a shot of John.
Okay.
Hey, everyone listening? Here we go. You know, just think how this sound makes you feel. Ready? Here we go. Uh-oh.
Busted. Piece of shit.
Uh-oh.
Don't
no,
work.
It's not a piece of shit.
Doesn't work.
Oh,
all out of film. Stoops. Now what? You want me to play another promo while you load that thing?
Well, I want to be... First of all, let me tell you some news. I'm going to start a new podcast.
Oh, great.
Without you.
Oh, go ahead. See if I care.
Called the Mike Rosso and Dwayne Polkew's Film Photography Podcast.
Well, that would be good.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure your mothers will enjoy listening to that one. You know what? You'll probably get more listeners than this.
Think so?
If you promote it on your fag website there with photographers, they'll all be like, oh.
That's a very nice job.
You can win some outdated film.
All right, here we go. Listen. Shh, shh, shh.
All right,
here we go. Listen. Uh-oh.
That's insertion. The film is snuggly.
Now, this is a sound we all know from our childhood. That is the sound of Polaroid One Step.
That is the sound of the future back there.
Is that
instant
right?
Instant photos.
That was the
fucking photos. That was like white bread. The creation of white bread, or people say bigger than white. That was the wheel. You'd have to go to the stupid Photomat fucking
thing. That was the wheel.
It was. You'd have to go to Photomat and, like, put your films in there, and all the dirty pictures you took of your girlfriend, you know the guy was going through them looking at all your photos.
Well, my belief is that dirty pictures of people's girlfriends and wives and moms have made a huge comeback with digital photography.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the Polaroid, which you just heard, of course,
started it all.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, I don't have the dates. But that camera, which is the one step, you know, had that film that popped out and it kind of developed in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
That's early 70s.
Great fun.
Great story, Mike.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring up that sound and mention that camera is because, well, this year Polaroid said goodbye to that format.
Oh.
So that's it. Oh. So if you own a camera, you know, a one step type camera,
you better get it now.
You can go into Walmart now, and the film is just sitting there, and it's full of dust, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Is it reduced?
No, it's $15.
Fuck that.
It's a lot.
They're still trying to sell it at that price.
Yeah.
You gotta check, like, Odd Lots. You gotta check, like, those places that just get, like, tons of shit that's, like, people discontinue and they gotta get rid of.
Also, this year, Kodak announced goodbye to Kodachrome.
Kodachrome.
I think I sent you an email about that, right? I was like,
yes, you did, Mike Rasso.
I was like, that's it.
I really don't care.
But I didn't see you running out to get any Kodachrome. I mean, and you shoot 35mm stills.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
But you did not run out and get. You didn't feel close enough to it.
No.
You never shot slides.
No, never did. Never got into it that much.
This is what I think of why slides were the bomb. Because people used to take pictures on their vacation, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like early 60s.
Right.
They'd shoot Kodachrome.
Yeah.
And then, right?
Yeah, sure.
They get it developed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Then they'd take the slides, put them in a slide projector, and they would sit with their family, and they would project their vacation shots on the wall.
Right, right.
While, you know, they
got wasted.
No. Well, maybe.
While people were so fucking bored. Like, oh, why are we doing this?
When you were a kid, did you...
Yes, I sat through many a fucking slideshow.
Did your dad, like, set up, like...
Not my dad. My dad maybe did, but we'd go out to Iowa to visit my relatives.
What would they do? They break out...
watch fucking slides all night and
laugh. What kind of slides?
Slides of them, of my aunts and uncles growing up, and we'd just be like, oh...
Where are those slides?
I don't know. I'm sure one of my aunts or uncle has them.
Oh, interesting. So that technology, the slide, I mean, it was used extensively for... news. Like, you know,
right,
photographers news. Who right. shot during, let's say, the Vietnam War,
right,
they would shoot slides.
Okay,
because it's a very good image.
Mm-hmm.
And it would get scanned and then they'd print it in, like, you know, the Life magazine,
right? So it's a superior image to a film negative.
But now it's kind of past its time, long past, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, I guess so.
So if you want to shoot this, if you own a camera,
for some reason,
not a digital camera,
still want to shoot this.
Yeah, now is your time. September 2009.
That's it.
Don't say when, you know, it'll be like next year, and someone's like, "Oh my God, I went to get some Kodachrome, and it, like, it was gone." And I should have listened to Mike and John.
You should have listened to Mike, anyways.
You could, right? You could.
Me?
Somebody, anybody
right.
could.
You could, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Me?
Somebody, anybody
right.
could.
If you give them a quick short, sharp shock, they don't do it again. Dig it? I mean, he got off light because I could have given him a flash, you know, I only hit him once.
Here's some news.
News!
This is new news. This is not old news.
Oh, no.
Because it didn't happen yet.
Oh.
This is in October.
Oh.
This is pretty big new news. In October, the British Film Institute,
mm-hmm.
which you can comp to. We're going to comp everything for everyone out there. Like, okay. Well, what does that mean?
You can comp that to...
The American Film Institute.
Oh.
AFI.
Yeah, sure.
I remember in like 1980 watching AFI salute Alfred Hitchcock. Do you remember that? It was on TV.
Yeah, but they still do that every year.
They do?
Yeah, I think Scorsese.
They put it on TV?
Do I?
Do they put it on TV?
Oh, yeah, on A&E or some shit.
So I remember being a subscriber to American Film Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was like some kind of junior $10 member to the American Film Institute.
Right.
So the British Film Institute is honoring Joe Sarno.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's awesome, right?
That's really awesome.
I have here in front of me an actual timeline of some Joe Sarno events, a festival that Joe has been to that I never mention these, and no one knows about this, and people should know about this.
Right, well, let
because
him know.
You've worked with Joe.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy. Very nice guy.
In 04, Joe was at the Lake Placid Film Festival. What do you think about that?
I remember that. He promoted the
Suburban Secrets.
Suburban Secrets.
And they played Inga from 68. And Suburban Secrets, which was shot in 04. 08, you did not know that the Vienna Film Museum screened Abigail Leslie, did you?
I did not.
In 08.
No, I did not.
Did you know? Did you know that in 08, the Cinémathèque Française also screened Abigail Leslie?
Can you comp that to the British Film Institute?
I don't know.
Huh?
Did you know? Then also in 08, the Turin Film Festival. Guess what they played?
Where's Turin? Italy?
Yeah. You know what they played?
Abigail Leslie.
Yes, they did.
Wow. How did I know?
And in 09, in October, the first week, the British Film Institute is going to play a print of
not Abigail Leslie.
Swedish Wildcats.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, right? You seen that one?
Yes.
Deanna Dores is in it.
Yeah.
Do you know who she is?
No.
She is the British Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
Which kind of explains why they want to play Swedish Wildcats.
Is it a black tie event?
I don't know. But I.
But I.
Says here, I'm Michael Rosser, right?
I think so.
I am sponsoring the Joe and Peggy Sarno's trip to the UK.
That's nice.
I am.
Can you sponsor my trip to the UK?
No, and to answer your question, I'm not going.
Why not? You should go.
I should go, but you know, I'm sponsoring Joe and Peggy going, and you know, I don't have a passport.
What? You know. Dude, you got so much time. It takes like fucking 2 weeks to get a passport.
Excuses. They say, and I quote, "In the films of Joe Sarno, sex is never simply sex."
I guess. Only because there's a lot of subtext behind the sex. It's not just like two people fucking. It's, you know, Joe has a whole setup. And his plots are pretty intricate. So
here are the films that they're screening.
Yeah.
They're screening a bunch of films.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swedish Wildcats.
Swedish Wildcats.
Swedish
Didn't we do a remake of that one?
Not a remake. We did a like homage. We did New York Wildcats.
That's right.
New York Wildcats was not a remake. It was just sort of like an extra short. But we had that full body paint.
Right, that was
bubbles.
No, we did.
So the British Film Institute.
Yeah.
In October.
October.
Is screening.
Screening.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here we go.
Go.
Actually, this month.
This month.
I have to tell you.
Tell me.
On September 5th.
Yeah.
Come Raoul. On September 5th and September 16th. Hmm. Come Ride the Wild Pink Horse.
Come blah 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 blah.
Come ride the wild pink horse.
Yeah.
Come ride the wild pink horse.
1967.
That's a Joe Sarno movie?
Joe Sarno movie that is lost.
It's a good title.
Gone.
How can they screen it if it's lost?
There is a collector in the UK who has a private print.
No shit.
Yeah.
Why is he doing with that?
I don't know.
Is he going to fork it over?
To who? To Joe?
To you.
See him fighting with Joe?
Like, give me that. It's my movie. Hey, peace off, Frank.
Come ride the wild pink horse.
And on the 17th and 27th of September, The Bed and How to Make It.
Wow, they're going to be out there for a nice time. Where are you putting them up?
I'm only putting up for the Swedish Wildcats.
Oh. The rest, they're on their own.
They're on their
own,
yeah.
Where are you putting them up? Hojo's?
One thing at a time here.
Okay.
The Bed and How to Make It.
1966. The Bed and How to Make It.
Right.
The Bed and How to Make It.
That is currently out on DVD.
I gotta tell you, these are good titles.
It's good titles, right?
Yeah.
I have to ask Joe.
Did he come up with these?
I was just going to say, I have to ask Joe if he came up with
some guy was like, here's the title. Make the movie, kid.
Here's okay. A good one. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Scarf of Mist, Thigh of Satin.
Scarf of Mist, Thigh of Satin.
That's too much. That's a mouthful of Manhattan.
Here, let me tell you what it's about. New York's bustling garment center is the setting for this tale of ruthless, ambitious, deceit, and scandalous orgies.
Yeah, see?
Scarf of Mist, Thigh of Satin.
Scarf of Mist, Thigh of Satin.
1966.
Wow.
Lost film. Same collector.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to have to suck up to that guy. Send Michael Bone over there.
Scarf of Mist, Thigh of Satin.
And on October 1st... And this is what Joe is going to be over there for. Mm. Swedish Wildcats.
Cats, 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 cats.
Mm. Swedish Wildcats. Cats, 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 cats.
Deanna Doors stars as the madam of an unusually inventive and upscale brothel in this rather romantic tale shot in Sweden and Denmark.
Wow.
This is the one, do you remember?
I remember.
Has the guy, he works in the airplane.
Yep.
He tells the girl he's a pilot.
Right.
But really he works in baggage.
Right.
And the guys he works with go to a strip joint at night and watch his girlfriend
dance.
Swedish Wildcats. Cats, 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 cats.
And they are kind of like bullies.
Right.
And then somewhere in the movie, they figure out that that's his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So they set him up.
Right.
And they bring him to the... Do you remember that?
Right. And he's shocked, to say the least.
Yeah. It really is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh my God, moving right along.
Yeah, it's getting late.
Here we go, real quick.
Yeah.
About the BFI. I mean, it's the same as the Wilhelm Scream. I mean, you expect to play the Wilhelm Scream and people not to know what it is. We told them.
Yeah.
If you know what the let's see if anyone's even paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ask that guy over there.
Like, hey, if you can tell us what the Wilhelm Scream is, I'm going to send you some free DVDs.
We're going to send you to England with Joe Sarno. Joe Peggy.
Send a email to, what was the email address?
I don't know. AlternativeCinema.com?
You're
asking me.
Boy, for people that have been tuning into the podcast, you can see it's falling apart fast.
It's totally, this is the worst podcast ever.
The BFI, founded in 1933, promotes understanding and appreciation of Britain's rich film and television heritage and culture via its publishing company, film festivals, theaters, and home entertainment labels. Wait. The BFI owns the largest archive of moving image material in the world.
Oh?
Yeah, we will.
Interesting.
How about this? Retro Seduction Cinema, founded by Michael Rosso. That's me.
Yeah, we will.
RSC is a home entertainment company devoted to the preservation of classic exploitation cinema with an emphasis on the films of Joe Sarno. Mm-hmm. The longest, and there we go. That's the end of the news.
Hey! That only took 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what are we talking about? What else you got? My feet are starting to stink.
You know what I have to say about that, John? That's what I have to say.
Nice.
Nice.
You captured my soul.
Oh!
Oh!
It will develop faster now.
With the dirt on it? Oh, shit.
This is history we made here. Taking Polaroid instant photos.
Where's the thing?
This thing? Yeah, take it easy.
All right.
I'm doing the podcast, yeah. I'm doing it. You always got to Dutch it, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, thanks.
Dutch it!
So this camera...
Dutch, the Dutchie on the left.
I found this camera in the warehouse, among the props.
In your house?
We used this warehouse? On sets for continuity.
Oh, no shit.
Yes. Okay. You don't remember. It's time for new releases.
New releases! New releases!
Can you play Naughty Nymphs, please?
Sure. Here it is. Naughty Nymphs.
Can you go to?
I don't have that one.
Sure you do.
Nope.
It's on here.
Oh, here it is.
Look how great that is.
Are you ready? Hold on. All right, here's Naughty Nymphs.
K Could you look up the release date while we're listening to it?
I feel that it's time for us to be truthful. I have three words to say.
And they are?
You feel these come?
International sex symbol, Sybil Danning stars in Naughty Nymphs, an ultra-erotic classic German sex comedy. Sexy Nurse Elizabeth just won't say yes.
I'm not the type to jump in bed for kicks. I would have to love the man.
When keeping her legs crossed gets her fired from her job at the hospital, she returns home to her two sex-crazed sisters. Soon, her siblings find her chastity a bore.
Well, I'm afraid she's a virgin, which means if she finds us messing around, she'll tell father.
And concoct a Viagra-type drug to get her laid.
30 men running after her, one's gotta get her.
Huh, what if all 30 get to your sister?
With every man in the village after her, how long can Elizabeth hold out? Tantalizing. Seductive. Sexy.
Oh my goodness, the man thinks he's not done.
This DVD includes the Naughty Nymphs feature film, plus bonus program, German sex comedy trailer reel,
Hello.
Featuring ultra-rare and naughty original theatrical trailers.
Suck it, baby!
Don't miss this early comedic role by enduring sex symbol, Sybil Danning.
Oh, very wonderful advertisement for a product.
Get Naughty Nymphs today.
I'd like to touch a pencil, please. Please to touch a pencil.
New Dracula's Castle. Amazing, rare, and erotic. 8mm.
Okay.
Can you go to...
Oh, now.
Can you go to IMDb?
Oh, my finger.
Gotta look up Sybil Danning.
Why are you telling me
this? So unprepared. I should give you all the homework to do.
You should just tell me before we do this.
I did no preparation for this.
IMDb as in I am douchebag because I didn't prepare for my podcast. I'm not going to be able to get in because I'm not a member. How do you spell it? C-I-B-I-L-D-A-N-N?
C-Y-B-I-L-D-A-N-N-I-N-G, Sybil Danning.
Go.
I All saw right. Sybil Danning. I didn't see her. Like,
no, I know who she is.
I didn't talk to her. I saw her. Literally. I was at the bar at Schiller Theater in the lobby, and I saw Sybil.
Hey, you're Sybil Danning, aren't you?
I saw her at her table.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was in eye shot.
How'd she look?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You jumper?
Yeah, very attractive woman.
Mm.
Very attractive.
How old is she?
I don't know. Go down the bottom.
Oh, my God. There's a lot.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of movies.
68. Komm nur mein liebstes Voglin.
What's the English title?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Is what number is Naughty Nymphs?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
It's got to be it's got to be like 1972.
72?
What do you
paragraph?
Got?
A lot of German movies.
Yeah, but you got to tell me the English title.
It doesn't say. There's a lot of this shit is just, oh, it's AKA. Oh, Christ, there's too much to read.
Really?
Yeah, all these AKAs. It's like some of these movies are known as five different titles. Lover of the Great Bear.
And what about Naughty Nymphs? And what about Naughty Nymphs? Doesn't say.
These are... tell people... Just
okay,
what
we're going to do. Scroll up the list and name the first film that you have seen.
Meteor.
You saw Meteor? Which one?
No.
Okay.
1979. The Concorde, Airport 79.
You saw that one?
I saw that one, yeah.
Okay, then you saw Sybil Danning in a movie.
Sure I did. Okay. I know who she is.
Okay.
Wasn't she,
You don't think you're fresh.
All right. I got a little upset, I'm sorry. She was in Panther Squad.
You've seen that?
She did the Fall Guy episode. I remember seeing that. V, she was in. Vegas. Pale Blood. Grindhouse. She was in one of the Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, the new one. I saw that.
She was in the Werewolf Women of the SS.
Trailer,
yeah.
Okay. So this is Naughty Nymphs.
And this is what? This was
72. One of her first movies.
It's an American film?
No. West German film.
Okay. So it's dubbed poorly.
Yes. I don't know if it's her, probably not her mm-hmm. voice being dubbed. Mm. Yeah. Softcore.
Okay.
Ooh la la. What's this?
It's Mike Rasso.
Ooh la la.
What do you look like? Oh, you look like that health food guru.
Oh.
What's his name?
Deepak Chopra?
No, some other guy. Andrew Wyeth Wendt.
Andrew Weil,
W-E-I-L? Yes.
Ooh la la. You look him up?
No, I'm on strike.
So do you know what else is coming out on the 15th?
What else? My hair.
Nude in Dracula's Castle.
No way. I've been looking forward to that one.
Ooh la la.
Really? Yes. I've gotten a few inquiries.
Really? Why?
Who?
Press
people have called and said, I want to get a copy of Nude Dracula's Castle.
Really? Why? What's the big deal? I mean, they're...
Some friend of Chicago Joe called.
Yeah.
And said, Chicago Joe, you know him?
No.
Chicago Joe sent me an email. I know a girl who's writing a book about Dracula in movies.
Oh.
And she's trying to collect every movie ever made where Dracula is in.
Holy shit.
So...
Does she want my college film?
Oh, Dracula's in that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called, I forget, Bloodletting or Blood...
The Dracula?
Blood something or else.
Who plays
a
Dracula?
A version of Dracula.
Who plays Dracula?
Garrett Barbosa.
Oh, he's bad Dracula.
Yeah, he was not the best.
He's like a weightlifting Dracula.
Yeah. Well, he's all I could get, you know, here in college.
Tom should have been Dracula.
Yeah. Well, Tom is Dracula in real life.
He's probably the only person listening to this.
Oh, my God. He'll be knocking on your
door. On a transistor radio.
Transistor radio in his head.
He shows up. John, I heard your podcast. Oh, you have internet? No, I don't.
No. And then he sticks a knife in my throat and I gargle and drown in my own blood.
So, Nude in Dracula's Castle is my project. It's my, you know, my pet project.
Pet.
Ooh la la.
And I, over the course of 2 years, collected like 3 or 4 hours worth of loops.
A lot of fucking loops.
Loops. These are...
And these women are very attractive, I must say.
Very attractive.
Very cute, attractive girls.
This is the 60s before, like, the end of our civilization. I'm serious.
This was the beginning of the end.
It was the beginning of the end, but a very nice place to be. Because the films weren't, like, if you pick up a loop from, you know, 8mm, 10-minute loop from the 70s, that's hardcore.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
The women in the 70s, it became a really sleazy.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of people who had drug problems.
And it was no...
To get money for drugs.
There was no, like, what's a good word? Protocol or standard.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think that whoever shot these films had a certain, like, a Playboy-type standard? Like, you had to be...
He must have had a line of shit to get all these cute girls to just roll around naked on bed and take off the clothes. I mean, you can see the girls, like, they'd be moving around, and you could hear, you could see them look at the guy behind the camera, give them direction, because they would stop and go, oh, you did take my top off now? So there was somebody constantly, I mean, this was unplanned shit.
But the girls don't look spoiled or, like, ruined by drugs or alcohol.
No, they're very cute.
Ooh la la.
Yeah,
it's not like a form of
it's like
film
seeing
prostitution.
Donna Reed
get
naked.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I know what I mean. I wanted to see Donna Reed naked ever since that Wonderful Life movie.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That was back in the '40s for all you young punks out there. But then again, there's no young punks listening to this podcast. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're too busy. They're too busy downloading fucking free.
They're too busy stealing.
They're too busy stealing movies. They wouldn't be listening to two
Stop
old
stealing,
guys.
You fucks.
Two old guys talk about Slime City.
Oh. Again.
You know that...
You know what I'm jealous about?
No.
You got water and I got nothing.
Oh, shit.
Did you get rid of that water cooler yet?
No. There's a word around the office that because of the recession, that's going to fire the water cooler. You know, word got around pretty fast in the office.
Dude, you know, there's not a lot to...
I was in the shipping department.
Scandal going around.
A lot of scandal. I was in the shipping department, and you think things don't get around. Like, you'd think they don't.
Well, who did you tell it to?
I don't... You know, the bookkeeper. Jeff. Yeah, as soon as I leave the room, I'm
like... Because it's like, oh, lunch. Oh, just get some water. You better hurry up and get water while you can, because the word is they're getting rid of that guy.
I was in a friend's office, also in the business, the DVD business, in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, and there's the water cooler, and it had no water on it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's up with this? He's like, everyone could bring their own water.
Yeah.
People are cutting down.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a recession on.
So the big time.
Yeah. Did you read?
I recommend, as a matter of fact. Can you go to pbs.org? Come on. really quick, I'm gonna give some
what
quick.
To all my
I want to give some quick recommendations out to you people out there.
Well, you talk it up while I'm doing this.
You know, everyone's like the recession this, recession that, and people are not aware, and they really just blow it off, and they don't think about it, but it really hit because people are watching what they spend. And if you're on the highway, on your way home, you'll pass our one of our favorite, next to Mr. Lee, sushi joints. Mm-hmm. They have a half-price sushi sale.
Doesn't open.
And PBS.org.
It says Safari can't open it.
Stop.
I think I got fucked. I got effed.
It used to be half-price sushi Monday through Thursday.
Now
it's crossed out. It's just like all week.
Wow.
Recession. People are not spending. And you may say, well, what is this recession all about? And I will tell you. You go to PBS.org.
.org, you didn't tell me.
Yes, I court.
All right, maybe you did. All right, so what am I looking at?
Can you go to Frontline?
I see Mussolini.
Frontline.
I see Don Hewitt dead.
Frontline.
Yeah. How do we get to this point?
Right there.
Click to the meltdown.
Click inside the meltdown. You want to go to PBS.org, and you want to click on Frontline, and then watch inside. What's it called?
Inside the Meltdown, how the economy went so bad so fast, and what Bernanke and Paulson didn't see.
Exactly. You owe it to yourself to educate yourself about how the banks collapsed in this country and how the U.S. Treasury had to rescue the banks. Hmm. And then, of course, the U.S. Treasury's broke.
Yeah. Now we're broke.
Now we borrow from China.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not. You need to watch these things.
All right. I guess I do.
You really do. And it really opens your eyes as to what is going on and how, why there is a half-price sushi sale on the highway.
That's what it comes down to.
On our level, that's what it comes down to. Absolutely. And they're all connected. It's like a little, macrocosm, microcosm?
You know, the sad thing is a million more times people will be watching American Idol or Dancing with the Stars or some other fucking bullshit on TV than watching this and trying to figure out how to save the world.
Well, I think people react, and I think that, you know, the thing is, as much as people complain about technology and like, oh, you know, it's Big Brother, yada, yada, all the information you ever will want is there. Mm. It's for you to go find, and most people just don't give a fuck. So – listen, we're not going to get all heavy on you because, you know, you want to hear about Slime City.
Yeah.
Melting faces.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, how naked is Misty Monday in the new lingerie series? And, like, does she bang a guy or bang a girl?
Do we have that information?
Next month.
Okay. I thought there wasn't going to be next month.
Oh, there you go. No. I'll drag myself to it.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor. Go to PBS.org. Check that out. Okay. But the most exciting – what are we talking about? We'll get back to it. The most exciting thing on this intranet –
yeah.
That show, by the way, Inside the Meltdown, if you subscribe to Netflix, you can watch it through Netflix online.
I'm going to do that later on today.
Type in Frontline, and you'll see a bunch of the Frontline episodes about the economy. But if you type in your Netflix queue, Scott Walker, you'll find 30 Century Man. Did you watch that yet?
Nope. I haven't watched anything. I've been washing windows every night.
Well, this is my little section of tips of what to watch, like Mike's tips,
right?
What entertainment
it's raining
to watch.
Today.
Scott Walker.
And I'm just about.
Scott Walker.
30 Century Man.
Well, what about the Rocky Erickson?
There you go. That's your tip.
That was a good
Rocky.
Rocky Erickson.
What's that called?
I don't know.
How does the music go with the? What's it called?
It's like a, guy playing the jug. The 13th floor elevator front man. His a document of his descent into insanity and his rise. Actually, his brother saved him from his mother's evil clutches.
Yes, worth seeing.
Yeah. The first 20 minutes alone are worth seeing.
No, actually, after the first 20 minutes, I was going to shut it off.
Yeah.
But I kept with it, and it was worth sticking
with. Yeah, it was good because, you know, you get to see the guy
get
better. You don't see me or some shit like that?
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Just put in Rocky Erickson. R-O-K-Y, no C.
Erickson.
E-R-I-C-K, son.
Wouldn't you miss me, no?
Wouldn't you miss me?
There you go.
Is it?
I think so.
All right, something like that. Just put Rocky Erickson in.
So those are our viewing tips of the month.
That's right.
You know, it's. Yeah, I want people to know it's... You know, I'm not always recommending to see a Brett Piper movie.
We're recommending real life.
We're regular guys.
These are all real life things.
Yes. So when you go and you see a half price sushi on the highway, wooden sign.
Think of Frontline inside the meltdown.
And if it says half price sushi Monday through Thursday, and that's crossed out, and it says all time.
Yeah.
Think of inside the meltdown.
You know, I was going to say when you were telling me about the shipping, everybody offers free shipping now. I mean, that's like one sign of the economy.
When I'm on eBay buying 126 Instamatic cameras,
free shipping.
I'll go immediately to the free shipping guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There are guys who sell $3 items and charge $12 for shipping. That's bullshit.
Fucking dicks.
Yeah, that's not so nice.
No. And then it takes fucking forever to get there because they send it slow boat to China.
You're an eBay customer?
Yes.
Well, what do you buy? You buy from overseas.
I've been buying some stuff from overseas, some Japan stuff. And
how long does it take?
The Japan
2 weeks.
Stuff wasn't too bad.
2 weeks.
I gotta say. Yeah, 2 weeks. Stuff from England, it depends on the guy.
Apparently the killer is Italy. Like, you'll never get anything in or get anything out.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Canada was all right. I'm telling you, the longest it takes from inside the U.S. because guys are fucking lazy dopes. Mm-hmm. It's like free shipping, and then they're like, oh, yeah, just let you know I'm going to mail out your stuff in
My vacation.
In a week, yeah, when I get back from being a dick.
One more time. Not too close. It's going to be one of those, like,
you're like, oh. All right, what else we got to talk about? I got to go stand in the DMV line. Come on.
Can you play the clip for Nude and Dracula's Castle,
please? Nude and Dracula's Castle. Here it is.
Yeah, it's not your promo.
Oh, what?
We recut it.
Good, because mine was terrible. Here it is.
Nude in Dracula's Castle. Amazing, rare, and erotic 8mm home movies. Over 5 hours of rare classic erotica. Never before available on home video.
Love
from
that music.
Playful pinups to sensual femme fatales. The beauties in this amazing collection of vintage erotic shorts are uncovered and unashamed. Featuring the early horror-themed novelty short, Nude in Dracula's Castle. Nude in Dracula's Castle contains nearly three dozen loops on two discs and an historical liner notes booklet, perfect for the casual fan or serious collector. Don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind collection of unusual American erotica. Get your copy of Nude in Dracula's Castle today.
You took one already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the best thing about that, not the best thing, but one of the best things about the Nude in Dracula's
Castle. Well, no, John, what's the PS things about it?
The best thing is the music. All music from like the 30s and 40s, blues and jazz.
Yes.
Great stuff. And it fits the images so well. All right, what else we got to talk about?
That's it, John. We can go home.
That's it. What about Frankenstein Created Women?
Oh, well, I gave you a sample, little sampling of.
Don't open the window.
These are just some samples of what's going to be on Stephen Romano's Shockfest.
Oh.
So it is going to be new trailers of faux films.
Right.
In the style of exploitation films from the 60s and 70s. Yeah, so. Then real trailers.
Right.
And then it's going to be a disc of MP3s.
Right.
Which you could load into your computer, cool. iTunes, or whatever device you use. So you could have these trailers on your an aunt's John's wall.
Oh, no. No, not those. Hello?
Could you do the phone ring? If your walls are full of ants, like John's wall is,
give us a call.
And you call the Terminex guy, but he never calls you back. What's worse, having your house sink or have your walls full of ants?
Sink, I think.
But what if the ants are eating the foundation? And the house is just going to like the house will collapse into a mountain of ants.
It'll look like the Carrie house at the end of the movie, just collapse and catch on fire. And then all that will be left is rubble and hands poking.
When you see the ants in your house, do they form words and like to tell you things?
Yeah, they're like, "Fuck you. We own this joint. You better sell."
Listen, if anybody has any bug problems in your house, just send us a letter. I want to know about it. We'll get a troubleshooter for you.
Yeah. I'll take care
of it. No, serious. You're an expert now, right?
I'm an expert now. I know all the signs.
Listen, you have a problem. Just send us to us. What's the email address?
I don't know.
Oh, it's good.
Jesus.
It was something at alternativecinema.com.
No kidding.
Really? Was it? Wasn't info? Nope. Shipping? Nope.
Garbage?
No. It was.
Janitor.
I'll tell you what. Send it to me. popcinema@aol.com.
Oh boy, you're in trouble now.
Please. John thinks as soon as like
million.
The podcast isn't even up yet. I like, go to my email address like
thousands. I got
roaches.
I got
these little bugs. I don't know what they are, they're in my ear.
They're called spam, sir. All right, I gotta go.
All right, hey, we're gonna go out with a song. I don't know what it is. I don't know, maybe something.
How about something from the Newton Dracula's castle?
Oh my god. How about we just go out ringing phone?
Yeah,
tune in next month and we have more exciting news about film photography and alternativecinema.com. Alright, I'll see you everybody. Bye.
There's no hold. The moving has come through. The danger brushing you turns its face into the heat and runs the tunnels. It's so cold. The dark dug up by dogs. The stitches torn. The raw meat fist you choke has hit the bloodlines. Glass traps open and close on night flights. Broken necks, featherweights press the walls. Be my love.